So, Dan, when we approached you with the idea of working on the soundtrack, what were your initial thoughts?
Probably like a lot of people, my initial thought was just of how much I love the film and the soundtrack anyway. But then I sort of like, you know, thought about it loads and about just how much we love the film and how much, you know, how well music and film together, and, you know, always wanted to kind of work on music for film anyway. So I was just really, really excited. And seeing, you know, the list of other people who were involved was very cool as well. I just think it's just a nice, kind of project to mess around and be creative, and, you know, something, a good way to inspire new music. We were very excited and, a little bit daunted, I guess, as well.
So were we, man, for what it's worth. So were we. But it's come together brilliantly, you know. And when we sent out the scenes, we're not giving away the scenes until the movie is going to be aired on Thursday night. So without saying too much, I mean, again, every scene is important, but this one in particular, how did it make writing music different for you? How were you inspired differently?
Part of the thing that was bothering me was that people just had a chunk. I was worried about, you know, would it be a succession of people sort of waving their arms and going, me, you know, like trying to, or should we be just really faithful to the film, how it was? Should we try something new? And I think for us, we luckily had a sort of a section with which we could really work with sort of background scoring, and then also the opportunity to do this song, which was, you know, something to really get our teeth into. And I sort of so love the music that's there already, and it's obviously very far from what we do. So we kind of just thought, okay, let's just completely reimagine it, completely reframe it, and ended up getting into quite a lot of detail and just kind of essentially mapping the song out almost to the scene itself, which was a lot of fun and just sort of a good way to mess around with structure and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. That was our approach, really.
Did you enjoy it? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I am at my happiest when writing new music and being in the studio and making new stuff. So it was wicked. And it kind of really nicely into making this mixtape as well, which we've been kind of piecing together over the last year or so. Mm. And it was just a nice, you know, because the whole concept of the mixtape is every track is versus someone else, or, you know, a collaboration. And this was sort of a nice way to do a Bastille track that was sort of, I guess, versus this film that we loved, you know. So it was very, very fun for us.
Thanks for being involved, and thanks for delivering, you know, and being inspired by the project and for giving us some new music to play. We really appreciate it.
No worries, man. I mean, it's been wicked for us. Like, we've been working on this tune, and we're in the middle of a sort of mini arena tour in the US, and we're about to head back out for the second leg, and we're just so excited to play it live and sort of give the song over to other people. So, yes, it's exciting, man.
Wicked, man. Well, there you go. Tonight, 8:30 p.m., The Driver gets a repeat. Thursday night, you'll find out exactly what scene that song and other music from Bastille will feature in Drive, with a brand new soundtrack, BBC Three, 10 p.m. on Thursday night. Thanks, Dan.
No worries, dude. Thank you.